Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Anoka County MN Property Search Tool now available online. Anoka County, Minnesota has launched a public property search portal at prtpublicweb.codeanoka.mmn.us. Real estate professionals in MN can access property records directly through this county-level database to support transactions and due diligence in the Anoka County market. Bookmark https://publicweb.anoka.us for quick access to Anoka County property records. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. MN Public Records Online Directory, now available for property research. Minnesota Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to Minnesota public records. Real estate professionals in MN can leverage this directory to efficiently research property histories, ownership records, and liens during transactions. Bookmark. publicrecords.netronline.com/statemn for quick access to county-level public records across Minnesota. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Hennepin County launches property information search for MN Real Estate Pros. The county offers a searchable database with public records on property tax payments and assessment values. MN real estate professionals can quickly verify tax status and assessed values to inform client decisions and transactions. Add this tool to your due diligence workflow. http://hennepin.us/ens/residence/property-information search. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. How agent commission work in MN real estate deals. Bankrate explains how real estate agents get paid via commission, typically as a percentage of the home's sale price and who covers the cost. Understanding commission structures helps MN agents clearly communicate their value to clients and navigate fee conversations in local transactions. Review the full breakdown at bank.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commission/. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. St. Paul launches Poly, new online system for construction permits and inspections. The City of St. Paul has introduced Poly, a secure online platform that streamlines permits, licenses, inspections, complaints, and related services. Real estate professionals managing development, renovation, or property transactions in St. Paul need to understand this new system to avoid delays and keep deals on track. Familiarize yourself with Poly's features at the link below before your next St. Paul project. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. Ramsey County Assessor Key Resource for MN Property Valuation. The Ramsey County Assessor's Office estimates market value, determines property classification, and maintains field records for all real and taxable personal property in the county. Accurate and equitable valuations from the assessor directly affect property tax liabilities and transaction pricing for MN real estate professionals working in Ramsey County. Review current assessments and property classifications at the source URL before advising clients on tax appeals or valuations. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. MN licensed assessor lists updated weekly for real estate pros. The Minnesota Department of Revenue updates its currently licensed assessors lists every Friday afternoon during the current fiscal year. Real estate professionals rely on accurate, up-to-date assessor licensing information to ensure property valuations and transactions involve properly credentialed officials. Bookmark the licensed assessors page to verify credentials before Friday deadlines. https://www.revenue.state.mn.us/currently-licensed-assessors. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. Brown County MN Assessor Property Valuation and Tax Records Resource for Real Estate Pros. Brown County's assessors handle property valuation, tax assessment, and maintain precise property records that support community governance. Accurate county assessor data is foundational for real estate professionals pricing properties, advising clients on tax liabilities, and verifying records in Minnesota transactions. Bookmark Brown County's assessor page for reference on local valuation practices. www.browncountymn.gov/13/assessor. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks, the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.